Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I am Nick.
Post-Christmas, we are, at this point.
Yoda, you are.
God, you're funny.
I know.
So, post-Christmas 2013.
We survived.
We did survive. How did yours go?
It was...
Was it as planned?
Yeah. Very, very busy.
Well, right.
I'm still... basically exhausted. What I've realized is having Christmas in the middle of the week, like if you're, you know, if you're off, like, you know, a few days or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're off for a week, Christmas in the middle of the week kind of, I don't want to say it sucks, but it kind of makes like, it's like the end of your few days off. It's, you're recovering, but then it's like, oh, guess what? The week's up. You got to go back to work. Oh, I have to go back to work. I mean, I had to work the day after Christmas, which, you know, was a tad disappointing. It was the only day I had to work all week.
Yeah.
So kind of my week was a little, you know, thrown off.
A little shifty.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was busy, a lot of running around, since my family and Sarah's family are...
just spread out all over.
Well, it's not... no, it's
in Pennsylvania.
No, it's not that. It's just there's so many, and we had to go so many places.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we had ours at home this year, especially with Emma, and the fact that we have very, very little room in the back of our cars as it is, and we ended up with so much stuff, you know. I don't know how we would have been able to truck it all back here.
Yeah, we... That was, I would say, the most difficult part is loading up the car. Because, I mean, you know, we have a Hyundai Sonata, which isn't big, and with two kids and all their presents, and then, you know, the gifts or whatever for myself and Sarah.
Yeah.
So Christmas morning, we went over to her parents to do, you know, our stuff with them. And, you know, the girls got some bigger gifts, you know, toys and... like Sophia got, I guess this was Christmas Eve where she got this, was a, what's it called? A Sophia the First doll, which Sophia the First on Disney.
I don't watch
channel.
Disney.
It's a princess. No. Yeah.
Okay.
You'll learn.
I'll get there.
Yeah. Which was like 3 feet tall. Like it's taller than she is.
Nice.
So stuff that in the back of the trunk. So that was the tough part is like, you know, loading up the car and doing all that.
Yeah.
With, you know, Christmas for two kids, plus with all their bags, like, you know, diaper bag, their clothes, making sure they have stuff. So that was probably the most difficult aspect of it. And we did that over the weekend as well. We did my Christmas with my family, down at my mom's all weekend. And, you know, we get all the gifts from my mom and my stepdad, my, brother and sister-in-law, and then my sister and brother-in-law, and then my sister and to-be brother-in-law. So it's just so many.
Just so much
stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to fit it all in the car and us and then drive home.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Just kind of pack Sarah into the front seat. Or pack yourself into the front seat. Just start, you know. Shoving gifts down between your legs and on your side and stuff like that.
That's usually what I do. I mean, you know, I want to say it was hard to see driving home with the windshield covered in presents. Just a little tiny circle for my face to look out.
Yeah,
so I have lots of blind spots. So I like to apologize to all you other drivers out there.
Did you take 476 up? Because I heard there was a little bit of a pileup out there.
I did not.
Okay. All right. So that wasn't you.
Was the pileup on Christmas?
It was either on Christmas or the day after, I think.
It was the day after Christmas. It was the turnpike.
Yeah.
Out between Reading and Morgantown.
Oh.
And it was still shut down at rush hour Thursday night.
Oh, jeez.
It was like a 40-car pileup because we had that little snow squall of like a half inch to an inch of snow that no one knew was coming.
That stuff.
Like, woke up, looked out the window, was like, what the crap is that? Like, glad I don't have to drive to work.
Yeah, right.
But it was odd.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out right now, because the daycare that we used, the YMCA, was off all week as well.
They were closed all week?
The one that we used was closed, but we could have used another one, but we decided not to. We just, because I stayed home on Monday and kept Emma home with me, and then all YMCAs were closed
on Christmas Eve.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, Carissa was home, which just left Friday, and Friday she went over to Carissa's mom's place. But the way it works is, like, with the Y is you, like, earn days. You, like, accrue time off, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get vacation days.
So you can either use the vacation days that you've earned, or you still have to pay, like a base thing.
Wait a minute, for the week that they're closed, you have to pay it?
Yeah. But for those 3 days that they were open, but we weren't there. Still trying to figure that one out.
Well, I mean, well, we use the Y too, and ours is a little different. I mean, we still have to pay our full week's balance. I mean, we have where we accrued. The only way that you get the vacation time or whatever is if they're enrolled full time, so 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, we only had Sophia in there 4 days a week.
Gotcha.
And then it turned into the 5 days. But we found out the only way you get your vacation time there is if you actually pay weekly and not monthly.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
And it's because technically paying weekly, you're paying more for the childcare than you would if you paid it monthly. Like, when they figure it out, I don't know why, but it just comes out that over the course of the year, you're paying for two extra weeks if you pay weekly as opposed to monthly.
That's weird.
Yeah. So that's why they give you the vacation days, because really you're just paying for two extra weeks.
I got you.
And they're letting you.
You
have 2 weeks for free. No, I'm paying for them.
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna be looking into that soon anyway, like how their whole process is, because all of Montgomery County is going through. I was talking to the manager of the YWU. She said they're going through a merger right now with Philly area YMCA.
They're joining that one? That's what ours is a part of. We're the Phoenixville Y.
They're part of Philadelphia area.
Yeah, it was Freedom Valley and the Philadelphia Y.
Yeah, we're apparently joining up with them, and she said the payment methods aren't gonna change at all. But I don't know, I wanna check it out still.
Well, I mean, they changed their system, like, that they used. Still can't pay online, which is kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the Y that we go to, you get there, and the little girl who works at the front desk, she doesn't come in till 8 o'clock.
Really?
And the people who are there before her don't know how to process the payments. So if you have a check, that's fine. If you're paying by credit card, they don't know how to...
Have no idea.
Yeah, they don't know how
Didn't
to do
Didn't get trained
it.
Or anything
no.
like that?
And then she's only there to, like, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
3 or 4? So it's like, you get there after 4, which, I mean, Sarah and I work till 4:30 and 5 o'clock, so you get there at night, and you have to pay by credit card. You can't.
Yeah.
They have the system set up where now your card is saved on file in their system, and you can call the daycare, or you can call the main YMCA number, and they can just say, hey, I need to make a payment, and they just boop-a-doop process it. But why you can't do it online, like, you can do every other Y payment, like your membership dues and all that, you should be able to pay daycare
That's
online.
Weird.
It would be a lot more convenient, because I forget, because, you know, I'm trying to run in and out.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I have to make a phone call that I forget that I have to make.
But that was really the only, I guess, big thing on Christmas that we had to deal with and figure out. But
We kept Sophia off all week.
We thought it went better than expected. Put it that way. This is the first time that we've had a larger group of people over here and getting the table set up and making sure we have enough food and all that stuff.
How did your very first Christmas as a dad feel?
Excellent. It was awesome, especially because we got to open most of the gifts. I mean, you're funny. You're funny. I wish we had video right now so people could see how much of a jerk you're being. Yeah, choke on your coffee.
I'm sitting here with a notepad in my lap with my legs crossed, and I'm pretending to take notes.
I know how to do
like
this.
Like a therapist.
Yeah.
Why don't you lay down and tell me how you feel?
Nah, not in my basement. That's just creepy. But yeah, no, it was good. Well, we got her to help, quote unquote, open up some presents. This, you know, rip open a little piece of the thing and hold it up to her fist until she grabs onto it, and then she does like a wild jerk with her fist because, you know, she's a baby.
Yeah.
So that was fun, but we just started her a couple of days ago on the oatmeal stuff.
Oh yeah, we're.
Yeah, so she passed out like the entire almost the entire day.
So did it get her kind of, you know, filled up more?
Yeah, it seemed like
slept.
So she slept a lot.
That's awesome.
Just throughout that day,
we had the 4 month checkup, which I had talked about on Monday night when we did the Christmas special.
Yeah,
where she had, you know. Christmas checkup and the doctor, not Christmas checkup, her 4 month checkup.
Yeah.
And the doctor said, you know, normally most parents won't start introducing solid foods until 6 months, but, you know, as long as they're eating well and they're gaining weight and everything, you basically said, you know, you can try introducing it at 4 months, you know, start with the cereal.
Yeah. We're going to be doing fruit sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. So we've been throwing it around if we wanted to start it yet or not. I remember with Sophia, we didn't start her until she was 6 months.
Yeah.
And we did the same thing, you know, cereal, then the fruits and the vegetables. And what's funny is when she was eating, you know, baby food, not picky. Like, she would eat all of it, and now it's like, no, I don't like this. No, it's too spicy for me. I'm like, you don't know what spicy means.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, I mean, that's just... When you see some... Seashells down by the seashore. When she
speaking in English.
Yeah, I can't talk. Like, if she sees me eating something that I don't think that she'll like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear Christmas bells.
Yeah.
Santa!
Santa's back. That's actually my daughter playing with her piano.
Yeah. So. Okay. So she'll see me eating something and... Either one, I don't want her to eat it because it's mine. Yeah. And that sounds horrible, but if I'm eating something that I know that she likes, she automatically takes it.
Yeah.
Like if I'm eating a bagel, oh, I have to bite that.
Yeah.
No, you don't have any more. It's mine. So like we've had like chili and tacos and things like that that are actually spicy. And I'm like, she's like, I try it. I'm like, you can. It's good, probably too spicy for you. So now it's any food that... She doesn't want to eat. Oh, spicy. I mean, you don't know what that word means. It's too spicy for you? Too spicy for me? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was saying this to Sarah the other night. She recognizes beer.
Okay. Like,
you know, in a bottle or in a glass, recognizes that it's beer.
Yeah.
So is that your beer? Yes, that's my beer. But she always wants to have juice. And so if she sees me actually drinking juice or like a soda or something that's not beer or whatever, I'm like, oh no, this is a grown up drink.
Yeah.
That your beer? Yes. I don't like
you
beer.
You sneaky bastard. Yeah,
she says, I don't like beer. Good. Keep it that way. But what I realized is if I keep convincing her that every drink that I have is beer,
just keep.
She's going to go to daycare. But. You know, oh, what does your daddy like to drink? Beer. He only drinks beer.
All day.
Like, it's beer and coffee. Like, she recognizes coffee. And it's just, is that beer? Yes. And it's just so she doesn't think it's juice and try to drink it.
Yeah.
Because when she drinks juice, she turns insane. And it's just sugar like rush. Sugar rush.
Yeah.
And she's everywhere.
I can't wait.
And 9 o'clock in the morning, you give her juice, and you're like, why did I do that? It's like, I have to drink a whole pot of coffee to keep up with her on one cup of juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I'll be pounded back Red Bulls for the rest of my life, basically.
Yeah, exactly. But let's get back to you and your first Christmas, since I hijacked it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Actually.
Thread hijack.
Funny story, because you were talking about, you know, anything she doesn't like, she calls spicy. My nephew Daniel. apparently they were at a party or something like that, and he tried this dip that had jalapenos in it.
Nice.
And it took a little while for him to recover from that. Yeah, it was really hot. So the other day, my parents were down there, and my sister-in-law was making omelets with green pepper, like sweet green pepper in them.
Okay.
So immediately he saw the sweet green pepper, and he's like, "No, those are peppers. Those are hot. Those are jalapenos or whatever." You know. I was like, "I'm not eating them. They're gonna kill me." So
those aren't ghost peppers.
She's like, "Trust me, it's okay. Just try it." So he puts a little bit in his mouth and then starts for like a half hour, just like holding his stomach, like, just whipping around the kitchen like, "I'm dying."
Boy, you don't know what spicy it is.
Just wait till you try Indian food for the first time.
Wow.
Oh, man. Wow. But yeah, so, my dad had to work, which is funny story from the Christmas pod. My dad looks like Santa Claus.
Yes.
And, curiously, he couldn't come over for Christmas dinner on Christmas Day because he had to work. Funny. I think that's funny.
Because he was delivering toys and presents to all the little boys and girls.
Exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of Santa.
Yeah.
One, I know him.
Yeah.
Now.
Obviously.
Down at my mom and stepdad's over the weekend, last weekend, I don't know if it was my mom's or if my stepdad had it before, but they've got this Dancing Santa motion activated. It's like a foot and a half tall, and it just kind of sways side by side. It's like one arm up in the air and one arm down, okay. And it does Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Okay, festive.
Yeah, so it just sits on the floor, plugs in, and you move, and it just starts rocking around the Christmas. Yeah, it starts
dancing. It does a little truffle shuffle.
Yeah, yeah. So it just goes side to side, like at the hips. Well, and we discovered this last year. Sophia loved it.
Okay.
And so I was like, I hope that they don't have it out.
She's just going to be dancing with it for hours.
So they had it out, and my mom has this little workout trampoline.
Okay.
And, like, they're real small, you know, like 2 foot wide or whatever. So she's, every time she'd get the Santa start singing, jump up on the trampoline, start jumping, pull my brother up on the trampoline.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they're both just jumping around and dancing to this. And that seriously went on the entire weekend. And it was like, we're like, "No, he needs to go to sleep." Like, we would unplug it so she couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, he needs to go to sleep." And she took him and put his face against the wall. Like, facing the wall. And just put him up against the wall. I was just like, can this... No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we actually...
That's cute.
I don't remember how it started. I think my brother got it as a white elephant gift with his friends.
Okay.
When he came home for Christmas like 3 years ago. There's like a salon head. You know, like when you go to...
Like a mannequin head.
Yeah, it's a mannequin
with the hair.
Yeah, with the hair.
Yeah.
And it's just that. And it had a name written on it. And its name is Marianne.
Marianne.
Yes.
Was it written on the forehead? Like Al Snow style?
No, it's like on the bottom of the neck, like on the base, just so, like, for the reason they named it Marianne. So we would always do, like, every time we'd come, like, my brother would come home, and we were all going to be in the same place, he would hide it somewhere. Like, you open a cabinet, and you see that at his head.
Oh, Marianne.
Or, you know, I'd go up behind my sister and, like, put it on the other side of her head, like, where... the opposite side from where she's looking, and then tap her on that shoulder. She turns around. So Sophia kept saying, "Oh, I don't like Marianne. Put Marianne away. I don't like her." And my mom was like, "You should probably put her away because, you know, she probably scares Sophia." So when she told me to put it away, I took it and I put it in the bed where my older sister and my brother-in-law were going to be sleeping. I put it under the pillows. Like, between the pillows, kind of under, and threw the covers over it, and, like, puffed the pillows up enough so that you couldn't tell there was something there.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was the Saturday we were down there. And I stayed up with my brother-in-law, Bob, and my to-be brother-in-law, Mike, watching Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
It was the one Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake were hosting together.
Hey, Tim.
And it was hilarious. So we're sitting there watching it, and all of a sudden, I just hear my sister scream. She's running downstairs and comes in, and she's like, "You! Did you put Marianne under the covers?"
Yes.
And my brother-in-law,
you filthy prick.
My brother-in-law just reaches over and is like, high fives me. He's like, "Yes." I was like, "Dude, that was for you too. You're down here, passing out on the couch."
Yeah.
I needed to share that. Those two little Christmas ditties, even though they weren't actually Christmas.
Well, we got our first Santa Claus pictures.
How did they go?
She was just a few minutes near unconsciousness. So it went really well. She just kind of sat there, was kind of squished down. And her dress was, I don't want to say flowing, but it was puffing out, Yeah, it was a cute little dress, little thing we got from my mom. I think she picked it up at Costco. It's the top half is like a black velvety looking thing, and it's got a bow around the center.
Okay.
And then the rest of the dress is this puffy thing with little roses all over it. It's really cute. But
nice.
But yeah, we noticed that our particular Santa Claus at the mall has biker beard. He's totally a biker.
The one at Coventry Mall?
Yeah, at Coventry. Yeah. He's totally got that split down the middle from having no windshield on his Harley, apparently. Which I think is just awesome. And he was a cool guy.
Did you ask him about it?
I did not, no. No, we kind of just wanted to just get through it and then just relax. It was a nice, relaxing day.
See, I'm now picturing Santa leaving the Coventry Mall on a Harley. In, like, he's wearing his red, Santa suit.
Yeah.
But he's got some chaps.
Yeah.
Leather chaps.
Oh, yeah.
And,
leather chaps.
And a leather biker jacket on over, or a leather biker vest. With, like, his gang.
This is Xmas gang or whatever across the back of it with two crossed, what do you call them? Candy canes.
Yes.
On the back. Oh, yeah. Our Santa Claus is BA out here.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
That's awesome. Man.
We went down to King of Prussia Mall to do Santa down there.
Yeah.
And like that thing's like a village, man. Like it's so much more than like up here at Coventry.
Yeah.
Like
it's huge. Like, yeah. The tree goes from up to like three floors or something like that.
Yeah, it's gigantic. And they have, instead of just a chair, they have a bench.
Yeah.
And Sophia refused to sit on Santa's lap. So Sarah's in the picture. Like, Santa's holding Maddie. Maddie's good. Sarah's sitting next to Santa with Sophia on his lap. And she started talking to him. She gave him a high five.
Yeah.
Sophia, not Sarah. And so, we got, an okay picture, but she wouldn't sit on his lap. So we go back to the bathrooms after Maddie had to get, we had to change Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back there, and Sophia and I are waiting with the stroller for Sarah to come out with Maddie. And Santa was on a break. So he's still in his Santa pants.
He wasn't chain smoking, was he?
No. He's still in his Santa pants, is wearing like a, of course, like a maroon sweatshirt over his, I guess he'd taken his jacket off maybe.
Yeah.
But he's wearing what looked like a fedora, but it was a Santa fedora.
That's awesome.
Like it was just like the suit. And he had his big walking stick. Like his huge walking stick was really cool looking.
That's really neat.
So we're back there and Santa comes walking by and Sophia sees him. She's like, "That's Santa." I'm like, "Yep. I want to go with him." No, Santa's got to pee.
Yeah, you can't. No.
Like,
you
Santa's got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so we're still waiting. Like, Maddie had quite the accident, so Sarah needed, like, new clothes and
the whole
getup. So we're waiting a longer time. So Santa comes back out, and Sophia just starts talking to him. She's chatting up Santa by the bathrooms.
Nice.
And she gives him a high five, and he's like, did you already come see me? She's like, yeah. And he's like, I can see the glitter. I'm like, we were literally just there 5 minutes ago. We were the, like, one of the last kids to see you before you took a break. Hey, man,
sometimes you get into a zone.
Yeah. and I was like, well, you know, she wouldn't sit on your lap. So, well, you know, if you want to try again, you can bring her back, and we can just replace the picture. It won't be any charge.
Oh, nice.
We didn't, just because I figured she wasn't going to want to sit on his lap.
By the time he got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just like, she was sitting there talking to Santa. I'm like, this is funny. He's wearing his freaking velour.
That's neat.
Santa hat. one.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, so on the our Christmas pod last week, you were talking about... we were talking about some different toys, and you had said about the little dragon thing.
That, with the ball popper.
With the ball popper. We got so many ball poppers.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We got two different kinds of elephants and a little train and everything. But yeah, I think her parents didn't get it for it. Actually, she won it at a Christmas party at work.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was cool. So I can't wait to crack that thing open and start playing with it myself.
You can't wait to start playing with the balls?
Yeah. Juggling them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See,
with my dragon?
Yeah. Playing with the dragon. If you want to play the dragon's balls? Yeah,
absolutely.
See, you're lucky when it comes to all those things where you don't have dogs.
Yeah, no.
Because, like, all of the balls so that we had, like, we had the dragon, we had the elephant.
Yeah.
And we still have them. But it's... The balls got destroyed because the dogs would see them and think they're there, you know.
Yeah.
Think they're their balls to play with. Not on purpose.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, they would just, they destroy them. So, you know, we have some. We can't really use the elephant because we try to put the balls that come with the dragon in the elephant and they don't work.
Yeah.
Because they're textured.
Yeah.
And they don't pop out of the elephant's trunk. It's hard to talk about toys.
It is hard to
with
talk
balls
about
without laughing, yeah. Because we're
not quite adults yet. Is what it is.
This is amateur hour. I think now would be a good time to kind of move.
Yeah, I was just thinking. So New Year's is coming up.
2 days.
And we're probably going to be doing the same thing we've been doing for the past couple of years, which is. Going over to Carissa's parents' place, and then by the time the ball drops, then Carissa's passed out on the recliner, and I've had way too much Red Bull and way too much coffee, you know.
Yeah.
But, I think you were saying earlier about how that sort of stuff changes with having kids.
I don't think we've made it to midnight. The last, God, I want to say 3 years, but, I mean, Sophia's not three yet, so that wouldn't make sense. She was born in 11, so we would have had New Year's Eve 2011, 2012, New Year's Eve 12 to 13. Okay, so we have two New Year's Eves with her. We've had,
yeah.
And, yeah, neither of them, I believe, we didn't make it. I remember the first one, I don't remember if we went to a party or not.
Yeah.
I mean, they were going to over to our friend's house this year, where we went last year, and they have other friends come up. It's all people with kids.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, we came home from there last year. Like, we probably left there at 9:30, 10 o'clock. It's like, passed out on the couch.
So out of it.
Like, I remember trying to stay up, and it's like, we woke up at, like, 1. We're both on... the couch, like on a couch and recliner, and we're like, well, guess we missed the ball dropping. that was the first year.
That's cool.
Because we were at this house for last year's New Year's. So, but yeah, I'm pretty sure we didn't stay up for midnight.
Yeah.
Either of the last 2 years. It's just, it's tough because, you know, you're kind of ingrained in this like odd sleep pattern.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just trying to hack it, stay up till midnight.
It's tough.
Yeah, I mean, I was up last night. I mean, last night we were able to, my mother-in-law and father-in-law took Sophia for the day, and then we dropped Maddie off over there and went, we were able to get movies and, like, go out to dinner.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, we get home, it's, you know, almost 11 o'clock. I stayed up and wanted to watch
Flyers game. So, you know, I stayed up after midnight, but that was without having Sophia home. We had Maddie, but Maddie was passed out. We picked her up, stayed asleep, stayed in bed until after 10 o'clock this morning.
Nice.
Which is weird. But it's just, you know, kids kind of throw you into this, into the weird sleep patterns where, you know, most toddlers get up at like 6:30, you know, whereas I don't have one that does that.
Gotcha.
She doesn't like to get up.
Emma usually wakes up at like 4 o'clock, 4 or 4:30 in the morning.
After going to bed at what time?
Like, usually late, like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay, so you're able to put her down earlier.
Yeah.
Maddie, we haven't gotten to the point where we can really put her down that early. We've tried, and then it's been, you know, kind of a tough go. Bedtime is just tough with both of them, as it is. But actually, the other night, I don't know what night it was, like two nights ago, three nights ago.
They all blend together.
It might have been, it was a day after Christmas, where Sophia fell asleep at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Like, I ran out to pick up dinner, and in the 5 minutes I was gone, Sophia fell asleep on the couch. She wouldn't take a nap that day.
Yeah.
Was just kind of in a little tyrannical mood. She was just kind of grumpy. So, you know, she's fallen asleep at 6 o'clock on the couch before, and when she does, she's usually out for the night.
Okay.
8:30 comes around, and we hear slam her door. Like, she opens and closes her door when she leaves her bedroom.
Yeah.
And I walk upstairs, and she's automatically, when she wakes up at night, or in the middle of the night, she goes in our room.
Yeah.
So I see her in our room. So I pick her up and try to take her back into her room. She starts crying and pitching a fit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she was still in her clothes from the day. Didn't have, like, a nighttime pull-up on. Didn't have... So her pull-up was, like, soaked. Like, I need to put on a new one so you're not, you know, wet in your bed. So, you know, there, I'll get you in pajamas and stuff. But she wouldn't... Like, she freaked out until I tried to go in her room.
That sucks.
Which made it more difficult. So I bring it downstairs. I was like, all right, she can sit on the couch with me for a little bit. So it just turned into she would not go to sleep. It was like 11 o'clock. Maddie was having trouble going to sleep. She was just really grumpy, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm laying in bed with Sophia trying to get her to sleep. Sarah's kind of at her wit's end trying to get Maddie to calm down, get her to bed. So I come out and Sarah said, okay, I'll take Sophia in our room, try and get her to sleep. You try to figure out Maddie. So I gave Maddie a bottle and Sarah had just fed her, so I didn't think she'd be hungry.
Yeah.
Gave Maddie a bottle where it was, like, I filled it with, like, 2 ounces. She ate, like, half an ounce and passed out. And so she was just out for the night. But I'm feeding her, and I'm just sitting there, you know, watching TV on the couch. And I hear, like, a rustling to the left down the hallway. And I heard someone coming down the steps, and I'm figuring it's Sarah. Like, I figure Sophia fell asleep, and Sarah came downstairs.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes. And I'm sitting there, and I hear, like, a little rustling, and I just look to my left. There's Sophia. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Did Sarah pass out?
Yes. So I look at her and I was like, why aren't you in bed? Because I wanted to come downstairs. Where's mommy? Mommy's asleep. I said, wait. I said, so mommy fell asleep and you just came down here? Yeah. I was like, are you serious? Like, that hasn't happened. I go upstairs. Like, I'm able to lay Maddie down. I was like, Sophia, wait here. I'm going to go put Maddie to bed.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and Sarah's passed out. And I was like, hey, someone missing? What? And she, like, pops up. What?
Oh, my goodness. What happened? What's going on?
Where's Sophia? I was like, she's downstairs. She came down and told me you passed out. She wanted to come downstairs. She's like, she was falling asleep. I was like, I don't know. She had this little pamphlet from your, like, Moby wrap thing to carry Maddie in that you were reading with her.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's, like, just scared the crap out of me, just hiding next to me, next to the couch.
Well, if you've got weird sleep patterns, and if you can't make it to 12 o'clock on New Year's, and if you're in the Philadelphia area, we got a little something for you.
That's right. We are part of Philly Dad's group,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. It's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like a play group
for dads, yeah. Which kind of sounds
yeah.
weird.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
It's a playgroup, you know, you take your kids, you know, typical playgroup, but it's, you know, the dads bring their kids.
Yeah, and sometimes the dads just bring the dads.
Yeah, I mean, we did a dad's night out a few weeks ago. They've had another one since, which I couldn't go to.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, just kind of meet other dads. But at the Please Touch Museum down in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Fairmount Park.
Down in Fairmount Park. They're doing a countdown to noon, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think so. It's basically you come out and it's during the day. It's on Tuesday.
Yes.
This upcoming Tuesday.
It's on New Year's Eve day.
From 9 a.m. to noon. And it's basically just, you know, the same kind of celebration you would try to have. But,
yeah, this is the description that we were given. And the event is free with museum admission, so I'm guessing you pay to get in the yeah. museum and then you can do the event.
Yeah.
Want to take part in one of the most exciting New Year's Eve parties in the area, but don't want to keep the kids up late? Come to Please Touch Museum's annual Countdown to Noon celebration. Museum's open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., so you can, you know, let the kids play around. So, you know, it's kind of a fun thing for the kids. We won't be able to go because both Sarah and I have to work on New Year's Eve during the day.
Yeah.
But they have musical guests, Ernie and Neil, who'll be rocking into 2014 with high energy, fun, love, and family music, and friends from Radio Disney with games and giveaways.
Nice.
And I'm reading off the website in case you couldn't tell with my amazing radio reading voice. It also has different activities, shows, and a special appearance by King Countdown, the museum's official marshal of the new year.
Nice.
So, you know, it's a fun way to let your kids kind of ring in the new year. We haven't gone, but we've heard from our Philly Dads group founder
mm-hmm.
and leader, Chris Bernholt, who does his also has a dad blog. He's dadincharge.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he took his kids there last year and said they loved it. So it's just, it seems like a really cool thing. If I wasn't working Tuesday, I would take Sophia down and let her do it. Yeah. So we took her there a few weeks ago. She went, and she basically went balls out. You know, she loves that place.
Can a little girl go balls out?
It's just the same. I mean,
exactly how intense is balls out for a, what is she, three?
She'll be three.
She's a 3 year old, yeah.
In February.
Yeah.
Crap, she's gonna be 3 in 2 months. That's weird.
I'm gonna be 24 in January.
It's because you're young.
I'm just saying.
I'm 32. Leave me alone.
You didn't have to say that. I didn't say that. You said that.
When I was 8, you were merely a sparkle in your dad's eye.
Something like that.
That's how the saying goes.
Yeah.
So, like I said, for New Year's, we're going to, you know, our friends. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. I mean, we're invited over to Sarah's cousin's house as well. I don't know if we'll be able to do both or not. Yeah. I mean, Sarah's cousin's husband, Mark, who hopefully will come on the show at some point. We may have to rework the timing of when we record. Mark and his wife, Alyssa, they go to church on Sundays.
Yeah.
So they're usually at church at 11, so we'd have to kind of rework our timing to get him on. But I know he wants to come on, and it'd be fun to have him on. He's got a little girl, Natalie, who's 2, and is Sophia's partner in crime and creating havoc anytime we get together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually, Sarah and Sophia are going with Alyssa and Natalie to see Frozen this afternoon.
Ooh, Frozen.
Both kids' first time at the movies.
Isn't that a musical? No. I hear it's...
Well, I mean, it's a Disney movie.
Wait, right? Yeah, it's a Disney movie. It's going to have musical numbers in it.
Yeah.
But I heard somebody at work say it was mostly music or something.
Well, I mean,
that's
kind of the way it goes with all of those Disney movies.
Yeah.
So it's going to be both girls' first trips to an actual movie theater.
Nice.
I'm not going to lie and say that I'm disappointed that I won't be there for that. Just because I know, I mean, Sophia can sit and watch movies.
Yeah.
But she also you know, she's going to want to get up and move around.
Yeah, she's going to want to play.
And I mean, I'm sure Natalie would probably be the same way. So
yeah.
We'll be getting together with them after the movie.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
So we'll hear how it is. But I mean, I said to Sarah, I said, if you want to try, I said, go ahead. I said, I'm not sure if she's ready for it, but, you know, I'm sure she's going to do things she's not ready for her entire life. So, you know, might as well give it a go.
Yeah.
I guess. Before we started talking about Countdown to Noon, if you can't stay up to midnight and, you know, you want to share your plans for New Year's, you know, what you do with kids to kind of change up your New Year's plans, hit us up on Twitter, at PBDadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/poppinbottlesdadcast.
And you can find us on our usual Twitter accounts as well. What's yours?
I can never remember yours. At Brownie, Brownie, 22.
And mine is at BKM505.
Yes. And speaking of you, Ben recently launched his official blog.
Official blog.
He has, you know, he's been blogging for Life of Dad, like I have.
Yeah, don't forget to check those out, lifeofdad.com. You can find us in the little blogging section.
Yes, both of our lovely mugs are on there, as well as our wordy wordykins. Ben's new blog is bkmullen.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
Check him out. Give him some reads.
Yeah, definitely.
Build his readership.
Which would be nice. I would really appreciate it.
Yes, it would be. In the same vein, I would also like to build my readership, people.
Definitely.
PapaBrownie.com. Please visit. Read. Comment. Like, share.
Comment. Please comment. We love comments.
We don't know how we're doing.
Yeah.
We're just talking to each other and our guests when we have them on.
Just blabbing away.
Yeah.
But is it blabbing that you like to hear?
Yeah, we want to
know. Let us know.
You know, we get feedback when we ask, you know, people in conversation, but we don't really get it otherwise.
Yeah.
So we would like to hear from you a lot.
Definitely.
What else? If you haven't heard it yet, we were guests on the Life of Dad after show.
That's right.
With Art Addy and Ryan Hamilton, and that was a trip.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you can find that on
lifeofdad.com. Click on the podcast page, look on Life of Dad after show.
You can subscribe on iTunes to the Life of Dad show and the Life of Dad after show, as well as the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast.
Yes, you can. And real quick before we sign off, I did find it funny that the week after Ben and I were on with Art and Ryan, I believe Ryan filled in for Tommy Riles on the Life of Dad show.
Yeah.
And they had Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal. So, you know, they go from us to Shaq.
Yeah.
And by the way, Shaq Fu is the greatest video game of all time. I just need to throw that out there. That is a long-running joke at work with two of my coworkers. So, Shaq Fu all Shaq day.
Shaq Fu. Hashtag.
Hashtag Shaq Fu.
That's how it goes on the ladder of life, folks. Yeah. First
come love, then comes marriage, then comes Shaq Fu in the baby carriage.
Damn right.
That would be all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank our guests. We didn't have any.
No.
That was a joke.
Nobody.
Yeah. We'll have some guests coming up the next few weeks as we schedule them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll throw it out on Twitter who's coming up. Preview it. So have a lovely New Year's.
Yeah, be safe out there.
And stick to those resolutions, people. Sayonara.
Got a brand new bag.